We're back with another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Today, we're going to focus on employees of small businesses and some practical ways the owners of those small businesses can help their workers prepare better for retirement. With us in the studio, again, is Catherine Collinson, the president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, no secret, small businesses comprise roughly half of the American workforce, and yet the workers of those small businesses are at a real disadvantage when you look at the counterparts of those who work for large corporations with more generous retirement benefits. What's going on?
Well, Greg, the reality is workers of small businesses are less likely to be offered retirement benefits by their employers. And small business also employs a lot of part-time workers, and part-time workers are also less likely to get benefits than full-time workers. And one thing that small business employers are missing out on, a message that they haven't yet gotten, 4 out of 5 small business workers value retirement as an important benefit, and half say they would leave their job for a similar job at a similar employer if that employer offered better benefits.
Right. But what do you say to a small business which is trying to meet payroll and all the other expenses which go along with that, then having to provide retirement benefits, in addition to, of course, health care now under the Affordable Care Act?
Well, there are a couple of ways for a small business owner to look at it. There's the cost of offering a plan, and then there's also a cost not offering a plan, which would translate to attracting and retaining employees. Now, in today's marketplace, there are a wide range of retirement plans available that an employer can offer at a wide range of price tags. So an employer can look at a 401k plan with a lot of bells and whistles, and if it's something they feel like they can't afford, there's other alternatives for them, including something called a payroll-deducted simple IRA. And it's also kind of neat to point out there's even a tax credit for starting up a plan.
Well, a clear incentive there, but small business owners can't be forced to offer retirement plans. So if you happen to be an employee of a small business, what else can you do if your employer doesn't provide a retirement planning option?
That's a really important point, because there are other ways that an employee can save for retirement if not offered benefits. One way is to consider opening an IRA at a local credit union or financial institution and see if they can even set up their paycheck direct deposit, so a portion of their paycheck is deposited directly into that account every pay period.
Now, you talk about an IRA, but there's the tax deferred, and then there are the, you pay the taxes.
There are a couple of different types of IRAs. There's a traditional IRA, where you save on a tax deferred basis, meaning you don't pay taxes now, but you do when you take a withdrawal at retirement age. And then there's a Roth IRA, where you pay the income taxes now, but then withdraw savings at retirement age tax free.
Well, good advice as always, Catherine. And again, a lot of resources on these topics at the website of transamericacenter.org. And we'll, of course, be continuing these discussions in future segments. Well, that's all we have time for. Again, send us your questions to clearpath@wypr.org. In the meantime, I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath here on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.